mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for our meditation this morning is from the Gospel lesson and the Old Testament lesson for today. And our theme is, do you not hear? First, let's think about what do we hear? What comes to our ears each day? What comes to our hearing? What comes to our sense of hearing each day? Well, we hear the news each day, don't we? We hear good news, we hear the bad news. You can hear the traffic on the road out front here, or if your house is close to the street, you'll hear the traffic. You can hear the sound of a baby crying. You can hear the sound of a loved one's breathing. You can hear soft noises. Hear loud things. You can hear good advice. You can also listen to bad advice. You can listen to orders or commands, requests, desires. A lot of things that we can listen to. But what's commanding all of our attention? What's taking our minds? What do we listen to the greatest? Could be our spouse, our wife, or our husband we listen to first and foremost. How about the kids? You gotta listen to the kids speak. How about the boss? The boss or your supervisor certainly has a lot to say that you need to listen to each time, each work day, don't you? My goodness. Even H&R Block says on TV now that you need to listen to your money. Speaking of commercials, you know, Super Bowl commercials, what did they do for us? I kind of watched them rather intently. That's when you're not for either team, I watch for the commercials. But still, what was the most prevalent item that was advertised during the commercials for the Super Bowl? You know what it was? It was more television. More ads for television. More time for you to occupy your spare time or your time period. And why do they want you to watch that? So that you watch more advertising. Spend your money. What's the next thing that was most popular during the Super Bowl commercial was alcohol. Another thing that we listen to for pleasure. We listen to our thoughts about pleasure quite often, don't we? We think about pleasure occupying most of our time. What do kids think about most? Oh, we were all kids once. We were all younger once. What did we think about? Our friends, going to school, our toys, our pets, our this or that, our parents, our families, sports. But now that we're adults, what occupies our thoughts? What occupies what we listen to mostly? The bills, then the jobs. We gotta pay those bills. But then we gotta make free time. What do we do with our free time? What are most people doing with their free time? Unfortunately, what's becoming more and more prevalent is sex, pornography, and all that, the internet, and gambling. Pleasure. Sins of the flesh, that's what Scripture says, is one of the greatest sins that we fall into. And then we need to rest from this hectic week that we've endured. So where do we end up on Sunday mornings when we're free? That's our day off. We end up in bed, sleeping in. So where's the sin? What's wrong? What's the problem? priority here? What are we listening to? I had a talk with someone the other day about listening to God and what He has to say to us. And it's almost like, no, you're not going to hear a voice come into your ear and say, it's God. This is what I want you to do. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be His Word, the Bible. You're going to hear Him speak to us through His Word. That's why, like I mentioned in our Bible class, that's what God speaks to us through, is His Word. That's why we in this church believe the Bible is the inerrant, the pure Word of God. He breathed those words into men to write them down. There's so many that don't believe that. So where are our priorities? What do you not hear? How about life? I mean living. Not just merely being here, but living. Are you living your life to the fullest? Are you living your life according to the goodwill and grace of God? Or are you dying? I always thought there was a bit of truth to that old saying that said, you better get busy living or just get busy dying. Speaking of dying, what about death? Have you heard the things about death? Does talk and noise and sound about death scare you? Do you think about them? Do you think about heaven and hell? Or is death just it? Is that the end? Do you not hear? Do you not know? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? Isaiah wrote in chapter 40. It is He who sits above the circle of the earth. It is God and His Son Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit that sit high above the earth and are present with us. Do you not know? What about all those that don't know? That is the chief substance of our revitalization process that we're going through, is sharing the good news, sharing the word of salvation to those who have not heard that. Look at the psalm again today that we read. Where did it go? Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. Do you ever try and wrap your head around that? It says, His understanding is beyond measure. If He understands the thoughts and desires of each and every individual on the earth, all at once, all at the same time, can you fathom that? Can we grasp that within our minds? I don't think so. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. That's why we read the Psalms. Isaiah, a prophet, He knew through God speaking to him, he wrote these things for us. David, as wicked and terrible a man as King David was, he wrote all these beautiful psalms for us. So what do you hear from our Lord today? What do you take from our Lord's word today? What did you hear in the gospel lesson? And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." One sentence is what the Lord spoke in Scripture to us today. One sentence. It's not a lot. But what the Lord says doesn't take a lot of words to express. Take, for instance, calling the disciples. Well, how did that go? He was walking along the Sea of Galilee and he saw those guys and he said, "Come, follow me." They dropped what they were doing and they went with him. What is that in an example for us? All he says is, "Come, follow me." And they did it. They trusted in him, as we trust in him. What can we lay at the foot of the cross today? What can we lay there at the cross for our benefit? What can we listen to today that will make our life different? What can we listen to? There's a lot of things that are going on. Do you not hear? I could speak up. The Lord, your God, loves you so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die a death that you deserve for the salvation of the whole world. God's word speaks quite clearly to us. And he speaks to us in his Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace, that peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.